Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the new adventure that I've set out on for myself. So if you've been on Telegram, maybe even Instagram, you may have kind of seen, or maybe even Facebook, you may have seen that I've kind of posted some photos of this tent, this beautiful island, this beautiful area, weather, everything. And so it's actually been pretty crazy. And I know it's been a while since I've actually made a podcast and talked about anything, but life has been actually really, really busy lately. And so it's finally kind of come to a bit of a, you know, calm, peaceful area. And so for those of you who don't know, the company I was working for came out with their mandate August 12th. They came out, said that we all had to all be vaccinated, and they actually made it for the November 1st, but then they extended it to November 15th. I was slightly annoyed that they extended it because I was done with it. You know, if your company is kicking you to the curb, well, you kind of don't necessarily want to work with them. So I called in sick a lot, took some time off, and quite enjoyed it. So here I am on this beautiful island. I'm actually on an island in British Columbia, Canada, called Pender Island. And so what happened was, on the 15th of November, my company had held me out of service and put me on unpaid leave. Basically kicked me to the curb because I wouldn't get you know, the so-called jab. So I didn't mind. I was actually finally excited to actually get on with it. And so I worked with the company for 2.5 years. I quite enjoyed the job. I quite enjoyed it. It was a cool job, you know, paid you very well. And, you know, but I was expecting to leave 3 to 5 years and kind of go from there. But they just kind of expedited that for me. And so the direction that the world is going is very interesting and slightly scary. I'm not going to lie, it's slightly scary. And, you know, over time, I just kind of got a little bit more annoyed with the direction of the world we're going, how idiotic people were becoming, and this division that was becoming just incredible. And so 15th of November, they kicked me to the curb, and I had a plan of going to Vancouver Island. At the time, I was in Vancouver, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go to Vancouver Island and go stay with my brother for a little bit. And that's what I did on the 15th. And it's just, so I hopped on the ferry, went to my brother's place, and there was just something like in my soul, and that it just didn't feel right. It was like, no, this is just not what I want to do. Because basically what I did is I just packed up, moved to another area, and that was it. You were kind of continuing life just as you were before. But I wanted something more, something deeper, something more meaningful, something more challenging. Something that was more of me, because I was working in Vancouver because of the job I had. I was working up in Smithers because of the job I had. I was working up in Prince George because of the job I had. Yeah, I went to Victoria because I wanted to, but part of it was because, you know, like my brother was there, and I, you know, I had a place to stay, and you know, there were a couple of other places I could have probably gone to, but I hadn't seen him in a while, so I decided, you know what, I'm going to go there. But once again, it was almost like you're going there for a different reason. Like, yes, I did want to see him, and yes, I did want to spend time with him, but at the end of the day, there was something that was just yearning inside of me. So I hopped online and I started looking in through Facebook Marketplace, and I started looking at different places. And I saw these like places, apartments, you know, suites, whatever. And I was thinking, I don't know, there's just something about them that's just not really interesting. And a lot of them actually had like leases, you know, 6-month leases, 12-month leases. And if you know anything about me, you know that I don't like to put contracts in, because I like to be able to move on a dime. So if something happens, I like to be able to just change, pick up and go. I own very little of anything. And I can, you know, I'm actually living in a tent right now. So what happened was, I'm looking at these places on Facebook. I then think, you know what, let's check out what Airbnb has. So then I start looking on Airbnb and I start seeing these just regular places. And I'm like, yeah, I could rent those, but it's just a place. There was just something about them that just wasn't very interesting, wasn't very fascinating to me. But I saw this tent, a little glamping tent. If you know glamping, you know, glamour, camping, you know, this fancy, cool tent, beautiful view. Like, you should see the view that I'm looking at right now. I'm actually sitting outside my little picnic table over this like cliffside, and I can see the ocean, the other islands, and it's just amazing. The sun's out, like, beautiful weather. It's just amazing. And so I saw places like this. I was like, that's interesting. And then I saw like little cabins, and there were places that had like RVs, like fancy looking RVs and things. And I was like, oh, those are interesting. And for some reason, those places like really fascinated me. There was even people had like vans. There was a Westphalia van. I don't know how you say it, but they had set it up so that it was basically living in a van, like van life, right? And those were really interesting. There was just something about those that was really like capturing my attention. When I was just looking at a place, it just wasn't interesting to me. But I was looking at these things and I kept coming back to this tent. I thought, you know, I could do one of these vans. I could do like this RV. The only downside was that they weren't available until the 27th of November. And at the time it was the 20th, I think. I think it was the 20th. It was a Saturday. It was actually just a few days ago. And I'm online looking at these things, and I'm just like going through my head. And then I saw the tent, and I'm like, I don't know what it is about this tent, but this tent looks awesome. It's right on the ocean front. It's got a wicked like view on a little tiny island that I've never been to. I've never been to Pender Island. I've never been to this part of British Columbia in my life. And I've lived here so many years of my life, and I've never been here. And now I have money. I have the freedom. I don't own anything. I don't have a job that's telling me that I have to be somewhere on Monday morning. I have the ability to make money. I have clients that I need to catch up on to do website work, marketing work, all of that kind of stuff. And so I have a lot of work that I got to catch up on. And here I have that ability. This is the lifestyle that I've created for myself. Now, I'm not saying that my lifestyle is what everybody should strive for. My lifestyle is what I've found to be important in my life. And you'll always hear that from me, is that find what is important to you. Maybe security is what is important to you. You know, having a job that is for the next 40 years of your life. Maybe that is important to you. Maybe traveling is important to you. Whatever it is, it's find out what that truly is for you and go after that. I can only help you in that direction, but I'm not saying the way that I live my life. Not everybody needs to live in a tent for the next 40 days, but that's what I want to do for myself. And we're going to talk about a lot of reasons as to why I chose this. So I saw this tent and I saw that I could book it the next day. This is what we're talking, Saturday. Okay. Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday. So Saturday, just like a couple days ago, today is the Tuesday, the 21st of November. So Saturday, I looked at it and I could book it for the next 41 days. December 31st is my last day. And I was thinking about it. And I'm looking at it. There's just something that was just kind of pulling me through. I'm like, what's stopping you right now? I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's just, why wouldn't you do this? Like, do you want to do it? And you know, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I do. And the reason I wanted to do it is because it's a challenge. I booked it for 41 nights, living in a cool tent for 41 nights. Like, imagine that. And so, like, anybody can book a place, rent a place, and just live in that place. But not everybody can actually book a tent and spend the next 41 nights there. Tell me who can do that, okay? So that's what I decided. I said, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I looked at it. I even like was asking the person questions, the owner of it on the Airbnb, and I just said, you know what, screw it, I'm doing it. Boom, booked it. And they even came back and they're like, this is kind of like only comfortable for like a couple of days. It's like, maybe not 40. And so I was like, yeah, don't worry about me. Okay. I'm a champ. All right. There's a lot of reasons as to why I do this. And it kind of follows the reason, if you've listened to my other podcast about barefoot walking, why I do barefoot walking, why I take cold showers. It's because it's something that's not enjoyable. Who wants to take cold showers? It sucks, okay? Barefoot walking, it's painful, okay? Who wants to do that? But not everybody can do it. And if you listen to those podcasts, you know why I do it. It's because it's a sense of growth. It's a sense of meditation. It's a sense of accomplishment. There's so many psychological benefits in doing such things. And that's exactly what this is. Like I said, I could book a place and just live in that place for the next 40 days. Who can't do that? But tell me who can actually book a tent for the next 41 days, and it's literally winter. We will probably get snow sometime during this 41 days that I'm here. And I got a little tiny heater, and yeah, I got a bed, I got a little microwave in there, I got internet, which is awesome. So that's the thing. That's what I'm actually really excited about, is leaving. I'm really excited about, not because I want to get out of here or that I don't want to be here. It's that after 41 days of being here camping, like most people camp, they go for like maybe a week, maybe, right? And, you know, but what I'm excited about is going through that challenge. Like, I wash my stuff like down, not my clothes, but like I might like wash my hands if I just like ate something and go to the, just down the stair set there, down to the ocean, put my hands in there and got my little bar soap. And, you know, I could actually use the little cabin that they let me use. And but the thing is that I'm just doing whatever I feel like I want to do. And so, yeah, it is nice to have a bathroom that you can just take three steps and walk right into your bathroom, have a shower, you know, use the bathroom, take another three steps and you're in the kitchen. Yeah, that's great. That's easy. Who can't do that? That's the thing. So there's a lot of quotes that you can live by, and one of them is, if you want what other people have, then just do what other people do. And if you want what other people don't have, do what most people don't do. So what do I do that most people don't do? I have cold showers. I walk barefoot. I book a tent for 41 nights on an island that I've never been to. I invest in cryptocurrency. Okay? And because I do all these like different things, I focus on self-development. I try to improve myself wherever I can possible. And because I do this, I get a lot of things that most people don't do. Most people don't get. You know, like, you put me in a situation, I'm going to come out on top. I have the confidence and the ability to do that. My company, well, not my company, but the company that I was working with, decides that they want to kick me to the curb. Go ahead. See if I care. You think I need you? I'm here because I want to be, not because I need to be. There's a huge difference. I'm nobody's slave. I'm nobody. Nobody owns me. So if you think you can just come out with some mandate and you think that you're going to, you know, lay the hammer down on me, you got another thing coming. What? I don't have health benefits? Whatever. I'm probably healthier than 90% of people that I know, that I work with. Okay? Those people need health benefits because they're at the fucking doctor all the time. Me, I wake up in the morning, I walk down to the little dock here on the ocean, I have a workout there. Okay, yesterday, I actually jumped in. I wasn't going to do it, but I decided, you know what, I had this really good workout yesterday, and I said, you know what would really top this workout is to jump in the ocean. That's what. And because I have cold showers, it was basically going to be the same thing, but I knew it was going to be way colder. And it was freaking cold. You jumped in and it just shocks the body. And if you've heard me talk about cold showers before, you can't be thinking about the bad day you had yesterday. You can't be thinking about the problems that are coming up. You can't be thinking about other things. You are literally forced to be in that moment right then and there. And so that's what I love about cold showers. That's what I love about doing crazy things like jumping into the ocean. Like, it's so cold. I did about 3 minutes. Like, you're breathing. You can't even breathe when it's that cold. And that's the first thing that you got to take control of. You got to take control of your breath. Breath is a huge thing. I study a lot of breath. I, you know, study different breathing techniques, and breath is huge. And so being in the moment is huge. And if you do things that force you to be in the moment, well, you're only going to benefit yourself in great ways. You're going to be a better parent. You're going to be a better person. You're going to be happier. You're going to have more energy. And so there's so many cool benefits, so many wicked benefits of putting yourself into the moment, forcing yourself into the moment. Like, when you jump into the ocean, it's freezing ass cold. You're forcing yourself to be in the moment. If you do not control your breath, you cannot breathe. You should see. I did record a video, but it's a time lapse, so you couldn't actually see my face. I will do it one of these days. But basically, what happened was I jumped in, and my body just kind of went into like a shock, and I and you can't breathe. And if you don't know how to take control of your breath, and if you don't, well, you're basically gonna die. Okay. So you have to force yourself to take control of your breath. And so that's what I did, and I loved it. Did about 3 minutes of it, got out, my skin felt like it was stinging. It was so cold. It was absolutely wild. And so, but I love it. You know, I wake up in the morning. I got a nice blanket. Wake up in the morning, go for a workout. You should have seen the sunset the other day. The sunset was amazing. It was just like, wow. I wasn't actually going to go see it, but then once I started to see the colors changing, and I actually raced to like the southeast section of the island here, the North Island. There's a North Island and a South Island. Went to the North Island southeast where the sunrise was coming up, and I took a time lapse. Unfortunately, it rained me out, so I couldn't like finish the time lapse, but it was pretty cool. You can check this stuff out on my Instagram, Unplugged Freedom on Instagram. Don't forget to join me on Telegram. I'll post a lot of stuff that would normally get me banned everywhere else, which it has. So Telegram, that's where I'll post a lot of stuff. YouTube, I do have a few videos on YouTube. I'll try to make some more, but that's what I'm really excited about, because before I had my job, which I was working, and then I had my websites that I was doing, and then, you know, I wanted to do more podcasts and videos, but they take time, and, you know, I also want to bring good, valuable content for people, so I don't want to just be putting out shit, right? So, yeah, here I am. I got a wicked tent. My belongings, I even stripped them way down. I stripped them right down. I was at my brother's place, and I just stripped everything down. As I'm like, okay, I don't need this, I don't need this. And even before I left to, where did I leave? Even like when I moved out of my place in Smithers a couple months back, I had a whole suitcase of clothes, and I looked at it and I said, when was the last time you actually wore any of these? And it was a big suitcase, and I actually had an honest conversation with myself, and I basically said, yeah, I've never worn these. I've had the intention to, but I never have. So I actually took that whole big suitcase and I gave it away. Same thing happened when I moved out of the hotel in Vancouver, because that's where my company was putting me. I looked, what don't I need? I don't need my ice skates. I don't need my whatever I had. I just kind of threw away more stuff. And then when I was at my brother's, knowing that I was going to be coming and living in a tent for the next 41 days, I thought, I got to strip down even more. So I did. I had another big suitcase, and then I had another big duffel bag, and had a whole bunch of clothes, and I stripped that all down. I said, when are you actually going to wear all this stuff? Like, why can't you just have one of each, right? So I kept the things that I wanted, that I thought I would would like to have. Hopefully I don't need them, but at least I have them. And so I stripped everything down once again. And here I am now, living in a tent. I spent 2 nights here already. Love it. You want to check the photos out, check them out on Instagram, Unplugged Freedom. You can also see them on the Telegram channel as well. So, super cool. I'm really stoked about this. Like, when I first got here, the first night, I was just so stoked. I was thinking, you know, this feels right. This is what I want. Because it reminds me of back when I was in Australia. I had moved to Northern Australia, and I had done 5 months there. Now, I just got my second year working holiday visa, and I was just starting it. I used like 3 days of it. And you pay about $500 for that. I was given a job offer to go to Bali, to go live and work in Bali, Indonesia. And I remember having this conversation with myself. Like, I almost said no to this opportunity. I remember coming in because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I was like, yeah, but I just paid $500 for my visa. I just started using it, so I can't stop it. If I would have got it before, then I could have at least renewed my visa later on, but I had already started it. So I was kind of in a pickle. You know, I didn't want to waste $500. So I remember coming into my room, and my room had this big window in it. And I'm looking out, and I'm just kind of like back and forth, thinking like, yes, I should go. No, I shouldn't go. Yes. So then all of a sudden, I just said, you know what? No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to Bali. I'm going to stay in Australia. I'm going to do my second year here, and I'm going to enjoy it. It's going to be fun. And then all of a sudden, what happened was really interesting, because all the fear, all the anxiety, all the worry, the turmoil, all of that I was feeling just a minute ago had just disappeared when I said I wasn't going to go to Bali. Just disappeared. And I felt this like sense of calm. But what I didn't realize just in that moment, that was actually a false sense of calm. Because I remember recognizing it, and I said, wow, I feel so calm. And so, but then I said, but wait, who's actually speaking right now? Who's making this decision to not go to Bali? Is it me? Like the real me? Like the true me? Or is it the false me? And the false you is maybe fear. Maybe fear is speaking. And that's what I realized, is that it wasn't me who was speaking, it was fear that was speaking. It was the fear to go to Bali. And it was also a commission-only job, so if you didn't sell, well, you didn't make any money. That's scary. You're in a foreign country. It's not like you can just walk into another place and get another job. So I realized that fear was speaking in that moment through me. And made the decision to not go. I said, you know what? No. What do you actually want? And I thought to myself, well, what I actually want is, I want to grow. That's my biggest thing. I love to grow. I love to stretch my comfort zone as far as possible. I love to challenge myself, put myself into challenging times, so that when I come out of it, I'm stronger, I'm faster, I'm smarter, I'm wiser, I'm all kinds of things. So I said, okay, so that's what you want. So let's look at the fork in the road, the two directions that you can choose. One, you stay in Australia. What are you going to do? You're going to get another job. You're going to work and live in Australia. Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be awesome. You're going to have a good time. Let's not say that you're not going to have a good time. You're going to have a good time. But the thing is that who can't do that? Anybody can do that, right? Yeah. Now, what's your other option? Your other option is, well, take this job in Bali. It's essentially a third world country. You're going to be working a commission-only job where you have to perform in order to make money. You're going to be by yourself. You're not going to know anybody. But if you make it through this, what's that going to do for you? And I thought to myself, well, it's going to grow my comfort zone. It's going to challenge me. It's going to force me to learn. It's going to force me to grow. Right? So you kind of like how you take cold showers, or your crazy ass jumps in the freezing ass cold ocean, or you're walking barefoot, you're forcing yourself to be challenged, forcing yourself to grow, forcing yourself to learn. So which one do you think in the long run is going to have a better result for you? And I thought to myself, well, obviously working and living in Bali is going to. It's like, all right, so what do you think the decision should be? And in that moment I said, and this was happening within like a matter of like, say, half an hour, just like this conversation with myself. And I thought, you know what? Then I'm gonna go to Bali. That's what I'm gonna do. So I picked up the phone. I called the guy who gave me the interview. It was the same day, and so called him up. He's like, "Hey," I said, "I'm gonna take the job." And he actually told me afterwards. He thought it was hilarious because he was just so shocked. Because I didn't ask any questions. Like, I was just like, there, show me what you got. Okay, cool, I'll see you later. Boom, I left. And he always said that afterwards. He said, he's like, I was shocked when you when you picked up the phone and said that you were going to take it. Because I was like, whoa, there's no way that he was going to take it. And so I did it. And it was probably one of the best decisions I ever did in my life. And what's crazy is that it almost didn't happen. If I would have just let the fear speak for me and take over, and like I said, yeah, I would have stayed in Australia and it would have been great. I would have had a great time, but I wouldn't be as far as I am today. And so that is what I love, and that's what this situation that I'm in right now reminds me of, is that yeah, I could have got a place and I could have done that, could have like moved into it and had it, whatever, but Who in their right mind books a tent for the next 41 days in the middle of winter? Okay, it rains, it snows. We're going to have snow one of these days. And, like, who does that? I do. And that's why I say when I leave this place, when I'm done my 41 days, it's going to be amazing. Like, I'm just going to love that sense of accomplishment. That's going to have... Like, I can just feel it already when I think about it. I'm like, man, that's going to be amazing. Not because I want to leave this place. Remember, that's not what I'm saying. It's not that I don't enjoy it. Okay, that's totally not what I'm saying. But you just know how much you're going to grow within that time. And it's going to be challenging. We're going to have rain just downpour on us, and I'm going to have to figure out, what do I do in that moment? We're going to have snow like downpour on us. We're going to have to figure out what I'm going to do in that moment. I'm sure that I'm going to be hit with moments of loneliness. You know, but the thing is that it's nothing that I've never been through before. Like, all the jobs that I've had, I've been in the military. I know what cold is. I know what lack of sleep is. I know all that stuff, right? I know what I can go through. And I actually face that stuff on, whether I'm doing flotation therapy, sensory deprivation tanks. I go head on to these things. When I'm feeling really sad or in an emotional state, I pull that and rip that out of me. I face it head on. I don't run away from it. So many people run away from shit, and it's probably one of the worst things that you can do. Just face it, you know, and put yourself into challenging situations, and you're only gonna get better. Like, I love this. I wake up in the morning, I have this amazing view of the ocean right now, down these like man-made steps with the rocks. There's a dock down there, and that's usually where I work out, and that's where I jumped in. Right now the sun is shining. The sun is like just awesome over the water, just beautiful sunshine. It's a little cold. It's not too bad though, but whatever, right? Like, it's just there's a little town. It's not even like a little town. It's just like a little place where they got a coffee shop, little pharmacy, little home hardware kind of store, little gas station, and you know, there's a couple little things. But then what I'm really excited as well is that there's other islands that I can go to. Like, I can hop on the ferry here and it can take me to the other islands, and I can explore those places. I've never been there before. And because I have 41 days, like, I have a lot of time to do that. I have a lot of time to do the work that I need to do for clients. I have a lot of time to just go and explore. I have a lot of time to just take to myself and enjoy that. And ask yourself, when's the last time you've actually had something like that? And like I said, maybe living in a tent for 41 days is not your thing, that's right? But you got to figure out what it is for you. What is it for you? For me, freedom is a huge thing. It's the freedom to be able to do something like this. Like, I love that. I love that so much that I can just say, hey, you know what? This is what I want to do. The freedom to be able to leave a job when they come out with some stupid mandate. That's amazing to me. That I'm not forced, I'm not coerced, I'm not bribed, I'm not owned by anybody. Nobody owns me. I'm not a slave to anybody. And I love that. I love that about my life. That is what I've created for myself. I found out what was important to me. I found out what I loved. And I created it. Am I done creating it? No. I'm going to refine it. And it's going to get better and better and better. Now, the thing is that I've spoken to a lot of people and they've looked at this and they're like, wow, man, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous. You know, like, a lot of people that, you know, that I share this with. And the thing is that, you know, 3 years ago, I couldn't do this. 3 years ago, I came back from traveling. Was it 19, 20, 21, 22? Yeah, about 3 years ago, 2.5 years, 3 years. I came back from traveling. I definitely didn't have the ability to be able to do this. I had a sick dad that I had to take care of. I didn't have the funds to be able to do something like this. I didn't have the knowledge in my website business to be able to do something like this. But here I am 3 years later, just working towards what I knew what was important to me, which is freedom. I love freedom. Freedom for me is amazing. Love it. And so the thing is that I created that. I knew what was important to me. I figured out what was important to me. And I work towards it every single day. I had what? Like, yeah, I didn't have the funds to be able to do that, to do something like this. Now I can walk into a store and I can buy an iPad mini. I can walk into a restaurant and I can order whatever food that I decide. The other day I made good money on one of my investments and I said, you know what, I'm going to order a steak. I'm going to order lobster. I'm going to order shrimp with it. I think it was like something like a $75 meal. 3 years ago, I couldn't do that. 3 years ago, there was no way in hell that I was doing that. Like, I just came back from traveling. I just came back from, you know, a completely different situation. And that's the beautiful thing about life, is that it's not about where you are or where you've been. It's about where you are going. Where do you want to go? I know so many people that they make excuses for everything. And it's sad to see. I literally have every reason in the book to be in a completely different situation than I am today. If you know my story, I've grown up in the foster care system. Had an alcoholic, abusive mother. Right from when I was a little kid. I always tell people my life didn't start until I was 7 years old. And you can hear more about that on my podcast. You can go back, How a 7-Year-Old Kid Changed His Life Forever. That's an episode of my podcast. I got kicked out of school. I was Had to spend nights in jail, and my dad had to pick me up. I, you know, suspended off the bus. I, like, all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And I have every reason that if I wanted to, I could just, you know, be in a completely different spot than I am today. But I'm not. Why? Because I didn't make excuses. I didn't cry, boo-hoo, woe is me. Oh, I'm alone, nobody wants to be with me, wah. No, I didn't fucking do that. I found out what was important to me, and I just went after it. I could have remained the same person that I was, what, 15 years ago? 15 years ago, I didn't have the confidence that I have today. 19 years old? 20 years old? No. I was arrogant. I was arrogant as all hell. I was fucking cocky as all hell. Not saying that I'm not today, but more so confidence, that's for sure. Do I have the confidence to be able to last 41 days sleeping in a tent? Absolutely. So many people think that I won't last. You know, they either think I'm crazy or they think that I'm lost and I'm a poor lost soul or whatever. And funny thing is that you're probably the most at ease or at peace or more the most self-aware that you've ever been in years. That you know that this is what your heart needs. This is what you need to feed your soul. And so that's really what I want to kind of instill into people, is that where you are today or where you've been, it means nothing. It's about where you're going. There was a time when I was sleeping in my car for a month. That was when? 9 years ago? 10 years ago? 9 years ago? Sleeping in my car. I was a mess. I was a wreck for a month. I did that. What a wreck. There was a time when, you know, I didn't have the funds or the ability to be able to just walk into a restaurant and order whatever I felt like I wanted to order. I was always looking at things and saying, like, oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, I wish I could do that. Yeah, you can sit there and you can wish all day, but at the end of the day, if you got to change the questions and say, rather than statements, make them into good questions. Say, how can I do that? What can I do in order to get me into that position? To see where I am today versus where I was 15 years ago, 10 years ago, what, 25 years old? I was leaving the military. I was a lost soul. I didn't know who I was. I was on the verge of breaking up a 6-year relationship. Had no idea who I was. That was 10 years ago. 5 years ago? 5 years ago? 2021? 16? 2021, it's November. I was just getting back from Nepal and I was heading to Northern Australia to work for the next 5 months. And so, yeah. And that was before Bali. That was before Bali. I had no idea that I was going to go to Bali. That just kind of like came up. That just kind of like randomly came up. I had no idea that I was going to go to Nepal. That just kind of happened. And that's what I love about life. That's what I love about my life. And like I said, my life is not what you need to strive for. You need to figure out what it is that you want in life. My message here is that find out what is like deep in your soul that you want and go after it. What do you have to do to change it? Do you know the amount of podcasts that I listen to, the books that I've read, all kinds of things? I mean, I remember people would look at me and go, oh, you're so lucky. And I hate it when people say that. I hate it when people say that I'm lucky. Because obviously I'm not fucking lucky. Because when you say that I'm lucky, you negate all the hard work that I've put in. All the books that I've read, all the courses that I've put in, all the evenings, the weekends, everything that I've done to be this person who I am today. You negate all that when you say that I'm lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm a hard fucking worker. That's what I am. Could I be an even harder worker? Yeah, absolutely. I know that I slack off a lot. But I also know that I do work hard. I work my ass off. And what's interesting is when I talk to people, certain people, they see what I'm doing and they think that I don't want to work. They're like, oh, well, you gotta work. You gotta work, like, you know. Like, well, it's not that I don't work. Like, I work my fucking ass off. Okay? It's just because I don't work a 9-to-5 job and I'm not sticking to it for the next 40 years of my life doesn't mean I don't enjoy work. I probably work harder than most of those people. Like, who can't go to work? Like, on my last job, you just, like, sat there. You could literally just, like, sit there for 12 hours. That was, like, almost what your job was. Who can't do that? And if you look at the fucking half the numpties who do that job, like, yeah, like, who can't do that? But if you're out in a third world country in Bali, Indonesia, and you just quit your job that you've been working for a year at the hotel, and now you're kind of like, okay, now what do I do to make money? And you decide, you know, I'm going to do websites. I have the skill and knowledge, and I'm going to put it to use. And that's scary. That's hard. That's difficult. Fast forward, what, 3 years later, and you're signing, what, $13,000, $14,000, $15,000 contracts? Like, it's not about where you start. It's not about how you start. It's about how you finish. That's the biggest thing. What are you doing today that's going to help you get you to where you want to be in the next 30 days, 90 days, 1 year? 5 years. Do you know how much you can accomplish in a year? It is incredible. Okay, so this, I was talking to my friend yesterday, and it blew my mind that it's been a week since I left Vancouver. Been a week. Blew my mind. Like, what did I do in the past week? I packed up all my stuff on Monday. I moved to Victoria on Monday evening. The next day, I was at my brother's. I was now at my brother's house. And I was sorting myself all out. Something in my soul didn't feel right. And then I started looking for another place on Saturday. And then on Saturday, I up and packed all my stuff once again and moved into a tent. And here I was like looking at it and I'm like, wow. If you would have told me a week ago that I'd be sleeping in a tent on an island, I would have told you you're fucking crazy. But here I am. Absolutely wild. Absolutely wild. That's what I love about life. That is what I love about life. Life is just... And this is where I am, 35 years old. Next month is my birthday, 35. 35, wow. Last year, this time last year, where was I? 2020, I was recently qualified for my job, and I started basically working my job as a not training anymore. I was qualified. So that was a new adventure. 2 years ago, where was I in 2 years? 18, 19, 20, no, 2019? 2019, I was training for my job. That's what I was doing. I was training for my job. At this time, unfortunately, my dad was in the hospital. So I was taking care of him the best that I could. 3 years ago, 2018, I was in Bali. My mom had just recently passed away in the summertime of 2018. I had gone back to Bali and I was kind of having a little thing inside of me that was saying, I can't be here while my dad is back home. So that was a very interesting time 3 years ago. 4 years ago, 2017. I think I just got to Bali. 2017. Just got to Bali. Took a trip to Singapore. And I was working at the hotel. That's what I was doing. I was working at the hotel. And then 2015, I was just getting back from Nepal. Going to Northern Australia. 6 years ago. That was 2015. 2015, I was miserable at this one job that I was working at. I had about 6 months until I was going to be going to Australia. I knew that. I was dating this Australian girl at the time. And the job that I was working, I was becoming more miserable with it because I did it. I was getting bored. And I'd worked with them for a while, and I was saving up a bunch of money, making a bunch of money, paying off my debt. And I knew that Australia was going to be coming up. I didn't know exactly when, though. I just knew it was. And I knew the girlfriend at the time had to be leaving in December. I think she left. And I was going to meet up with her later on. So that's where I was 6 years ago. 7 years ago. 2014. 2014. Yeah, my whole point is that, for me, that's what life is like. Where I've been, where I am. There are people, they can look at 10 years ago. They're like, well, 10 years ago, I was working this job. I was living in this house. I was living in this city. I was having beers with my same friends that I've been having beers with every weekend. I've been drinking the same beer for the past 10 years. I've been watching the same TV shows that I've been for the past 10 years. I've been eating the same potatoes and green beans for the past 10 years. And it's just like, dude, like, seriously, like, now I'm sure that some people, they're like, that's your thing. Okay. And if that's your thing, then that's okay. But you got to have that honest conversation with yourself and know that that's your thing. Do you know how many people I know that are fucking miserable as hell? I worked with guys who made $160,000 a year. Some of the most miserable people I've ever met. I'm like, wow, so that's what I can be if I worked here? This guy literally worked at this job longer than I've been alive. And he's probably one of the most miserable people I've ever worked with. I'm like, dude, you make close to $200,000 a year. And you fucking just... you have nothing that I ever want to strive for. And that... It's hilarious how people are, but... You know what? I hope that's my goal with Unplugged Freedom, is to inspire people, to show you that, hey, whatever it is that you're doing in life, help you find out what it is that really feeds your soul. And like I said, the way I live my life is not how everybody should live their life. Like, maybe you do like to own a lot of things. Maybe you do like to have a nice car. That's totally fine. But the thing is that most people are buying a new car because, not because they want to, it's because they need to show off. It's because the commercial told them. People are buying a fancy watch not because they need to, but because the commercial told them to. Like, that's what you've got to understand. And if you understand that concept, you understand that you are being manipulated by ads, the media, the governments, the corporations. You are being manipulated by them. If you can understand that, then there's so much more to life. And that's really what I want to open people's mind up to, is to just be able to show them that there's another way of life. Show them that there's a better way of doing things. I know so many people who think that they're stupid because they sucked at school. I suck at school. I'm terrible at school. Fucking terrible. But you know what? I love to learn. I always say I'm probably one of the most educated, uneducated people you'll ever meet. And what I mean is that I have zero qualifications, like official, like degrees or anything. I'm not knocking school. If you got education, that's cool. That's your thing. Okay, go do your thing. All right, but don't do it because you want to make your parents happy. Don't do it because you want to have a status. Right. So that's the biggest thing. You got to have that word with yourself. There was a time when I was, that 6-year relationship, I was at a point where I was like, okay, I got to shit or get off the pot. Because we were at the point where marriage, kids, and a house were up next. On the checkbox of life, that's what was coming up next. And I thought to myself, is that going to bring me what I want? What do I want? Ultimately, I want to be happy. Was I happy? No. I wasn't happy. I was fucking miserable. And I thought, is marriage, kids, or house going to bring me that so-called holy grail of happiness? No. It's probably the hardest thing I had to do is end that relationship, and probably one of the best things I ever did. And I've ended, 3 of them now? Love it. Fucking love it. Just learning more and more about myself and what I want, what feeds my soul. And so that's really what you gotta figure out in life, is what feeds your soul. So anyways, I'll leave it at that. Hope you guys enjoyed this. Let me know what you think. Unplugged Freedom. You can join my mailing list, unpluggedfreedom.com. Going to be a lot of changes coming to that. YouTube, Unplugged Freedom. Telegram, Unplugged Freedom. Just search Unplugged Freedom channel. And Instagram, Unplugged Freedom. Put some stuff up there. But yeah. Anyways, podcast, subscribe to it. You know, all that kind of stuff. Share it. And you know, that's my biggest thing is I love when people come back to me and they say, like, you helped me with this. Thank you. That's probably like the biggest compliment that I could get, that I love. And a lot of the times I'm just doing my thing. I'm just living in a tent for 41 days, but somebody comes to me and they say, seeing what you're doing, seeing how you're living life, it inspired me to do this, and I did, and I want to thank you. That's just like, cool, dude. Thanks. I'm just doing my thing, you know. So if doing my thing inspires you to do your thing, then you know what, let's just do our thing, bruh. All right, guys, Unplugged Freedom, Nathan, I'm out. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know what you think.